This chazar is l'zeichen nishmas habacha yecheskel shrag alav shalom ben avram yehuda. Brachas daf zayin. Rabbi Yechon in the name of Rabbi Yosi learns from a pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia in the name of Rav says that David should davens that his rachmona should win over all his other midos, and he should treat his us klal Yisrael with rachamim and treat us lefnim mishur sadin. Brisa brings the story of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha who was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Ketores, and he saw the Shechina. The Shechina asked him for a bracha, and he gave a bracha that the Midah Rachmanis should always win out over all the other Midahs when dealing with Klal Yisrael. And the Shechina, Kaviyachal, nodded its head. We learn from over here that Loi Tehei Birchas Hedyet Kala Be'enecha. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yosi, learns from a pasuk that one should not try to appease someone while they're angry. We learn from Hashem, the Eibishter told Moshe to wait until the anger passes before he davens. Brisa says that there is a fraction of a second every day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And Bilam knew how to figure out when that fraction of a second was, and he was going to use that to curse Klal Yisrael to bring an end to Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his chesed, did not get angry on those days when Bilam was looking to curse Klal Yisrael. This period of anger comes during the first 3 hours of the day when the crown of a rooster becomes totally white without any streaks and the rooster stands on one foot. Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi tried to figure out that exact time to curse a min who would start up with him, but he fell asleep when that second happened. And he said, obviously, it's not proper for him to try to use that time to bring punishment onto somebody else. Bryce, in the name of our mayor, says that when the sun begins to shine and the kings put on their crowns and begin to bow to the sun, that's when this fraction of a second of kas comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yosi, dashed in the pasuk to teach that just one dose of self-realization and humility from a person himself could accomplish more than many malchus. Rish Lakish says even more than 100 malchus. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yosi, says that Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for three things and it was granted all three. He asked that the Shechina rest among Klal Yisrael, he asked that the Shechina not rest among the Goyim, and he asked to understand the ways of Hashem, of Tzadik v'toyv loy, but Tzadik v'ra loy, Rasha v'toyv loy, Rasha v'ra loy. The Gemara ultimately explains that it means when a Tzadik v'toyv loy is when he's a Tzadik Gomer, a Tzadik v'ra loy is when he's a Tzadik She'ini Gomer, and the Rasha v'toyv loy is when he's a Rasha She'ini Gomer, Rasha v'ra loy is when he's a Rasha Gomer. This argues in our Meir. Meir says that Moshe Rabbeinu was not answered with regard to his last request. When Moshe asked to see Hashem, Hashem told him, you cannot. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Korcha says that Hashem said, when I wanted to show myself to you by the sneh, you ran away. So now I'm not going to show you. This argues in Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Rabbi Yonison, who says that Moshe was actually rewarded for the fact that he ran away when offered to see Hashem by the sneh. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yosi, says that anytime HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something good, even if it's al tanai, ultimately it always comes to fruition, as we see by the children of Moshe, that they became multitudes, many, many, even though they were only supposed to do that if Hashem was going to destroy the rest of the Eden, which obviously never ultimately happened. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon Yochai says that Avram was the first one to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Odoin, with the Lashon of Odoin. He also says that Leah was the first one to offer true thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when she had Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar explains that Leah called Reuven Reuven to say, Reuven, look at the difference between my son and the son of my in-laws, because Esav, who gave away his Bechira willingly, hated Yaakov for it, whereas Reuven, who had the Bechira taken away from him forcefully, still actually tried to save Yosef and did save Yosef from the brothers killing him. Rabbi Yochanan explains that the Rus was called Rus because she had a descendant who satisfied HaKadosh Baruch Hu with praise. David HaMelech. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Shem Yechai, says, having a wayward child in one's house is worse than Mechemes Goygel Magoik, because we see that David refers to that issue as Hashem Marabu Tzari Rabim Kamam Aloi, but when he talks about Mechemes Goygel Magoik, he doesn't use such a strong Lashon. Why does David say Mizmer Le David when he's talking about the problems he had with Avshalom? That's a happy Mizmer. Rav Shimon Avshalom says, it's because he knew that someone was going to come up against him, and he was happy that it was his son and not some Eved or somebody else who wouldn't have Rachmanis on him. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Shem Yechai, says, you are allowed to start up with Rishayim in this world. Brisa says this as well. Although we find that Rabbi Yitzchak says that one should not do so, we can answer that one should not do so for his own personal matters, but should do so for Mile Dishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matters. Also, you can say that even for Hashem's sake, you should not do so if it's a Rasha who's seeing success. Or we can say that even if he is seeing success, if he's a Tzadik Gomer, he can, but if he's not a Tzadik Gomer, he should not start up. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Shem Yechai, says, if someone is Koveya Mokim for his Tefillah, his enemies will just fall under him. He then says that it's greater one who serves and attends to a Talmud Chacham rather than one, more than one who learns from the Talmud Chacham. We learn from Elisha, where the Pasuk describes as the one who poured the water for Eliyahu, and doesn't talk about his learning from Eliyahu.